Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Dawson Boy Lacapral Valley track, boys and girls teams, with head coach John Sherb. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Well, we're finally getting some nice weather to run.
Oh yes. It's almost getting to the point where it's getting too warm, but it's still finally get some heat and it's good. So.
Yep. All right. Just one meet to talk about this week?
Yep. We ran in Bold on Monday, so it was kind of paying the button Monday meets, but it still is good to get to meet out early, then we can kind of get things for the rest of the week set for the following week.
All right. Tell us all about it, John.
Yeah, we went over to Bold on Monday. It's a good weather, was nice over there. 18 meet. Like I mentioned last Saturday, the pain in the butt is going to be what do I have left for kids, left for legs, because prom, I know they keep them up until like 3:30 in the morning or 3 o'clock. Well, their legs are shot, dancing, everything else. They have a little bit shorter fuse to talk to, so you kind of have some grumpy kids on Monday at the meet, but it is what it is, and, I still thought our kids handled it, competed very well for not being fully 100%. So I'll just kind of, with what I've got for the results printed this time, I'm going to run basically each event, so I'll go right down the line. So in the boys' 100-meter dash, Noah Meyer was our top runner. He went 13.26. He finished 14th overall. Carson Greppi was 18th at 13.67. Griffin Kukemeister was 20th at 13.74. Angel Alonso was 26th at 14.40. Adrian Specht was 27th at 14.42. And then Gabe Lowry was 29th at 14.60. Girls 100, Mary Holmgren was our top runner there. She was 8th overall at 14.97. Sadie Hacker was 9th at 14.97 also. Maren Woolley was 11th at 15.07, and Clarissa Ramirez was 24th at 16.36. They did run into a slight headwind over there. 200-meter dash, Dave Torgerson was 8th overall, 26.37. I believe that's a personal best for him. Adrian Specht was 13th at 27.48. Scott Asphalt was 19th at 29.20, and Angel Alonso was 20th at 29.60. In the 200-meter dash, Macy Coyer was our top runner there. She went 30.72. Sadie Hacker was 11th at 31.19. Marie Thader was 14th at 31.78. Celeste Jenkins was 16th at 32.33. Maren Woolley was 18th at 32.52. And Clarissa Ramirez was 21st at 33.94. 400-meter dash, like I said, we moved some kids around a little bit just to see where they're at. Caden Clark ran the quarter. He won it. Really nice time there. Looked strong. Just kind of gave him a feel where he's at. He went 54.29 to finish with. I believe that's probably his fastest quarter he's ran. So that's a good sign there. Then we had a young eighth grader. Caden Brent was fourth overall. He went 57.92, which is a really nice split for an eighth grader. Cale Tufto, we got him back from injury. I think he ran the first meet, then we hadn't seen him, and he's finally back to being somewhat healthy, but he's at least got him in the fold a little. He was fifth at 58.56, and then Jake Johnson was 13th at 104.54. 400-meter dash for girls, Micaiah Poos was fifth overall at 106.25. Julissa Ramos was eighth at 108.58. 800-meter run, Tanner Callis was fourth with 220.25. Matthew Botham was 11th at 233.33, and Cade Solom was 238.15, finished 16th. 800-meter run girls, Bryn Glegge won it, looked very, very comfortable there. She got some nice races into her. She got out hot. We wanted to see what she can do, but she ran her personal best at 227.06, and we're still trying to chip this away. I think she can get hotter yet, so we're hoping that maybe we can run 223 or something like that with her. Chloe Glegge was second overall, 236.26. And those two girls went out together, and Bryn took it out hot. And then Chloe went right with her. So they both, Chloe probably hit the wall a little bit more than what Bryn did, but it's good to see them go out that way. And then Talia Hursom was fourth overall, 250.63. Harper Grunholz was seventh at 256.31. Boys Mile, Gavin Carl was second overall, 455.32. 110 hurdles, Riley Borman was second overall at 19.59. In the 100-meter 100-meter hurdle for girls, Alexis Olsen was fifth at 19.10, and Ella Stock was eighth at 20.88. 300-meter hurdles, Mason Bothan was third overall, 48.64, and then Riley Borman was fourth at 51.24. 300 hurdles for girls, Alexis Olsen was fourth at 6.66. Becca Torgerson was ninth at 59.82. And then Ella Stock was 11th at 102.65. In the 4x100-meter relay team, that ended up running second overall, 50.29. That was Dave Torgerson, Riley Borman, Noah Meyer, and Griffin Kuchenmeister. Had one really handoff that affected us a little bit there. We had probably been 49-ish right in that area. Just again, we just didn't get out. One ran him over, another one ran right by him, handed the baton off backwards to get the baton off. That's unfortunate. That's just the way it goes. 4x1 girls were second overall, 58.22, and that was Sadie Hacker to Celeste Jenkins to Maren Woolley to Macy Coyer. 4x2, they ended up finishing second overall also. They went 140.62. That was Dave Torgerson, Mason Bothan, Beckett Anderson, and then Kale Tufto. And the 4x2 for girls, that was second overall, 2 flat .93. Sadie Rosendahl, Julissa Ramos, Celeste Jenkins, and Macy Coyer. 4x4 for boys. Changed some things up a little bit there. I didn't want Gavin coming back after the two, but then Gavin wasn't feeling the grace, so he scratched him out too. He scratched the rest of the races. So he ran different crew in there. Ran really well. We ended up winning it with a time of 345.85, and that is our best of the year. So it'll be interesting once we get fully loaded where we can go with it. And that was Tayden Clark, Tanner Callis, Gavin Carl. Gavin was out. We put in Brent in there. We put him in there to see how he could handle it. Caden Brent looked very, very good. For an eighth grader to run into that leg, I thought he ran really well in there. And then we had Beckett Anderson there. They went 345.85. Girls got into a really good race with an ACGC team just to kind of see how that would go. And I was very pleased with the way the kids handled it. We actually changed the order up a little bit. We had Micaiah lead off. Had Sadie lead off with Micaiah, then had Bryn actually anchor just to change it up a little bit just because Micaiah's legs weren't feeling the greatest. And I wanted Bryn with a little bit healthier legs. And it was a good race for them. Went 421.31. And that's our personal best of the year to win it. 4x8 boys, they were second overall at 937.16. Matthew Bothan, Cade Solem, Tayden Clark, and Tanner Callis was in that, went 937. 4x8 girls, that was Bryn Glegge, Micaiah Poost, Talia Hursom, and Taylor Wood. They won it with time 11.83. Shot put, Noah Meyer was fifth overall, 37 feet 9 inches. Carson Greppi was 8th at 37.5 inches, and then Gabe Lowry is 20th at 31.7 and a half. Isabel Longhenry was our top shot putter. She was 8th at 26 feet 11 and a half inches. Casey Tweet was 11th, 23 feet 11 and a half inches. Mikey Ann Elias was 12th at 23.10 and a half inches, and Alexa Alonzo was 13th at 21.4 inches. Discus. Carson Greppi really had his best toss. He went big time. He was throwing roughly in those 85s, 80s, and then he went 109. So he threw basically 20 feet farther, just caught it right, getting the hand, getting out. And Lowry's doing a really good job getting him to finally start to finish it, and he finished very well with his hand to finish fifth overall with 109 feet, 6¾ inches. Girls discus, Casey Tweet was our top. She was sixth overall, 75 feet, 1 inch. Isabel Longhorn was 8th at 71 feet 2 inches. Alexa Alonzo was 10th at 60 feet half inch. And the Mikey Ann Elias was 11th at 59 feet 5 and a half inches. High jump, Brayson Boyk won the high jump at 6 feet 2. Looked very sound in there. We're getting him back into that flow. So now 6'2", hopefully that 6'4 is coming up next. Mason Bothan was 6th overall at 5 feet 2. Caden Brent was at 5 feet 2 and finished 7th. And then Beckett Anderson was in 10th at 5 feet 2 also. High jump for girls, Maria Thader was first overall at 4 feet 10 inches. Sadie Rosendahl was 6th at 4 feet 4. Mary Holmgren was also 7th at 4 feet 4. And then Madison Bailey was 10th at 3 foot 10. Pole vault, Dave Torgerson really had a nice jump. He had PR. He cleared 9 feet, had a couple attempts at 9 foot 6. So again, making some really nice progress. You know, Travis is really doing a nice job of getting them to grow a little bit, and they're getting stronger understanding with it and how to actually bend the pole. That's the thing, is next day you're getting that pole to bend a little bit. And Tayden Clark was 6 at 8 foot. Harper Grunholtz did clear opening height, so now she did set the school record at 5 foot because we've ever had a girl vault before. So hopefully every meet we get her in now, she'll just keep raising her own record and then keep rolling and challenging other kids that go after her a little bit. So that was good. She finished 7th with a 5 foot clear. Long jump boys, Brayson Blake was 2nd overall, 20 feet 7 inches. Scott Aswell was 9th at 15 feet and 1.5. Angel Alonzo was 17th at 13 feet 11 and 3 quarters. Griffin Kuchenmeister was 20 at 13 feet 7 and a quarter. And Adrian Speck was 23rd at 13 feet 4. Maria Thader was 3rd overall in the long jump, 14 feet 1 inch. Annika Lalem was 18th at 11 feet 4 inches. And then Ella Stock was 23rd at 10 feet 11 inches. Triple jumps, Brayson Blake won it with a jump of 40 feet 10 and a half inches. Caden Brent went 36 feet 6 and a quarter inches, and that's a personal best for him. So that's a good step there, too. Also, again, Beckett Anderson was 7 to 34 feet 3 and 3 quarters. Griffin Kuchenmeister, 32 feet 6 and a half. And then Jake Johnson was 30 feet 9 inches. Girls triple, Alexis Olson was 11th, 29 feet 11 and a half inches. And then Annika Lalem was 10th at 24 feet 7 inches. Scoring-wise, the boys ended up finishing 2nd. We're only 16 points out of first bold, one of them on the boys' side. And then we were 2nd, 16 points behind them. Then in the girls, I'd say, let's see. Yeah, 158 at half to bold. We were 2nd at 142 and a half, and GFW was at 102. That was the top three, and there was 8 teams competing. Girls' side, bold won it with 181, GFW at 122. We were 3rd at 115, and that ACGC was at 101. So I thought the kids handled it. I thought we did some really, really nice things in there, put some kids in some spots to hopefully grow and hopefully build off each other, and, you know, because this leads us up to the conference meet next week.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like in bold there are some teams you haven't competed against before, huh?
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of the teams. We have not seen, we probably have not seen everybody. I think six teams we have not seen. Let's see, the only one we've seen is YME. Everything else we have not seen at all. Oh, so that was kind of nice to see a lot of new teams we haven't seen, so that was really good to have that.
Yeah, and compete against some other kids too. So.
Right, yep, and that's the good thing. You don't have to see the same kids all the time, which is really nice, yep. And that's just... And someone to learn off of handling different situations, different styles of kids you aren't sure of. And so it's unknown waters, but it's really, really fun to see them compete.
All right, you said you have the conference meet this week?
Conference meet will be Thursday. And it's supposed to be at McCray, but they've got a brand-new facility, done there. And they've got a lot of dirt, and they've got the discus area. They have the grass isn't growing up enough. They didn't get in there quick enough to do it. So they're going to move off. They're going to Lakeview. We're going to go to Lakeview for that. Then next year they'll go back to McCray. So we'll be at Lakeview. And Lakeview, what I last saw was 3:30 is field events and 4:30 be running. Girls' side, it's going to be pretty much McCray and Canby pretty much on that top side. Our goal is to get this girls to get 3rd, I think, team-wise. I think we can. Okay. It's just we've got to have some things to fall into place, though. Boys, I think it's really going to be a dogfight. I think whichever team can score 110 points is probably going to win the conference meet. And we can do it. Lakeview can do it. Probably Prinsburg. Prinsburg really got a nice crew put together there, so they're going to be in a thick thing. So it's going to be a lot of nip and tuck where you can get a couple points here and there. It's going to come down to that conference title. So it's going to be really be tight for the boys' side, I think.
All right, real good, John. Well, best of luck Thursday in Lakeview then, and we'll talk about it next Saturday then.
Sounds good.
All right, John Sherb, head coach of the Dawson Boyd La Caprile Valley girls and boys track teams. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Coaches Show after this.